The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
It is a Monday, and that means the Monday mailbag. Every week we go through the emails we get to drive@jacarandafm.com. Every week, without fail, someone is in there asking us some advice about an issue.
Yes.
Wil jy vandag se hoor?
Ja.
So like om lees. Comes from JP. Hi Rob and Roz. A few weeks ago, I was invited to a brunch with a few friends, and I couldn't make it. My friend sent me a message yesterday saying I owe him 500 rand because he had to pay a deposit per head. I know I didn't show, but I can't be the only one thinking this is unnecessary. Is it? Love the show, JP.
JP, I have news for you. It is, in fact, not unnecessary because you said you were going to be somewhere. Your friend paid the deposit at the place, and those plekke wat voor femies is. Jy kan nie 'n bespreking maak sonder om vooraf te betaal nie. So I think you are in the wrong here, JP.
In the time-honored tradition of the South African Parliament, JP, my friend, hashtag pay back the money.
Yes. Hashtag point of order, comrade. This was wrong.
You are definitely the problem here today.
Ja, absolutely 100%.
As ek vir jou sê, ek het 'n bespreking gemaak, ek het 500 rand vir jou betaal, en ek kom jy nie, I'm sorry, you do.
There is actually no other way around this. I think JP is regretting sending us this email because we are dragging him. And I'm sure the drags are going to come through on the WhatsApp line as well. 084-850-0942.
Hold on, Mandy on the WhatsApp line makes a point though. Did JP know that there was a deposit paid when he copped out?
Yes, I'm assuming he would have because as ek nou bespreking gemaak, ek nooi jou, maar dit is 'n groep vriende. I'm making the plans, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to inform you. Oh, listen, I had to pay a deposit for the 8 of us. It's 500 rand a head. I've paid it. So obviously when you come, you just pay me back.
His email's not clear though. What if his mate didn't say that? Skil JP nog steeds sy geld?
Yeah. Because you said you were going to be somewhere and you didn't go.
Yeah. As hy geld spandeer is, nee, as ek vir jou kaartjie koop na iets toe. Like if I buy you a ticket to Soccer City for a gig and you don't come. Best believe I'm coming to ask for that money.
100%. Ek stuur gou my bankbesonderhede.
084-850-0942. Who's the problem here? Skilt JP daai geld terug. Ons sê ja. Stem jy saam? Drop us a quick WhatsApp. Monday mailbag. JP said yes to a brunch. That his chum paid a 500 rand deposit per head. JP didn't go. Now his chum wants his money back. En ons vra het reg. En het is reg.
Dat hy die geld moet terugbetaal. Ja, iemand het gesê hier, oeh, daar is 'n halve breakfast wat 500 rand deposit voor kry.
Matthew says, 500 bucks for brunch must be peep fancy. You must pay your mate back.
Then you get people that are actually going really, hulle dink aan hierdie issue as met 'n ander sitstel oë. Boodskap in van Adri. JP must pay. This is the same scenario as making an appointment with a doctor and not honoring your appointment. You still have to pay for the time you wasted. Sincerely, Audrey, die dokter se ontvangsdame. Yes, Audrey.
Get your money, Audrey. Christian sê, wie betaal 'n full deposit? JP moet vir die bewys dat die deposit betaal is vra. Now your mates are out here being scam artists.
Cindy, nie hel. Ek het nou alles gehoor. Wat het geword van kom ons eet 'n pizza en 'n paar drankies en nou 'n ketchup? 500 rand deposit toe. JP se vriende speel obviously in 'n ander party as hy.
Yeah, listen. I don't want to know what kind of eggs you get to order at 500 rand for brunch.
Caviar, babes.
It's wild, babes. Melissa, JP, chum. Be better. Betaal.
Ja.
Buy a boodskappe in.
Nee, ou maat, jy moet maar betaal, jong. You knew about this? So, jy moet maar jou chommie terugbetaal. Fair is fair.
Janine speaks for everyone on the WhatsApp line.
I believe she does.
Did you see Anonymous's message, by the way?
I did. I wasn't sure we were going to read it.
Lees hom.
Goed. So, obviously, JP didn't go to this brunch and he's feeling bad about whether he should pay the money back and whatever. Then Anonymous comes through and drops this on us. Die boodskap lees as volg. Don't worry, man. I was supposed to be a best man and I didn't show up at the wedding because screw them.
What on earth does that mean? There must be a story there. Daar moet 'n storie daar wees. You don't just not best man yourself.
Even if you're a wedding guest, even if you're not in the wedding party, you don't show up to the wedding because screw them?
Tell you what, producer Wayne, will you get Anonymous on the phone for us after 5:30? He's nodding his head. We're going to do our very best to find out what on earth is going on there. We're talking Monday mailbag today. We initially got a message in saying someone was invited to brunch, couldn't make it, and then their friend had covered 500 rand ahead of time. En hulle het nie opgedaag nie en nou sy geld gemors. And we got a message in from someone, Anonymous, saying, "Don't worry, guys. I was supposed to be best man at my friend's wedding, and I just didn't bother showing up because screw them."
Yeah.
Anonymous is on the line. Anonymous, welcome to The Drive with Rob and Roz.
Hi, Rob. Roz, hello.
Hi, Anonymous. So you didn't go to a wedding where you were supposed to be best man?
Yes. It was my friend's wedding, and I decided not to go, even though he paid for everything already, the suit, you know, everything. Yeah.
What happened? Because there's obviously a story here. You don't just do that to someone who was your best friend.
I actually caught him trying to kiss my girlfriend.
What?
Okay.
Yeah.
Where? Yes. What happened?
We were at one of our friend's brides, and I walked in on it.
Yeah. You were due to be best man at this guy. So I'm assuming this was before the wedding. You were lined up to go and do your best man things, and you just, didn't pitch at all? Did you speak to him about it? Did you tell him?
Nothing. I literally just didn't pitch. He was going to know why.
But the bride wouldn't have known why, and it was obviously important for you to be there.
Can you imagine your best man is just not there?
So did she ever ask you?
They never asked me for anything. Never asked me to pay for anything. Never. Just left it. He knew why all of this happened, and he tried to sweep it under the rug in some sort of way.
I mean, listen, fair enough. I'm on your team here. I think it was fair that you just are not going to pitch. And yeah. Anonymous, I'm so sorry that happened to you, but congrats for standing your ground. And yeah, I agree with you. Screw that guy.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. And I love the show.
Thanks, bro. Have a good afternoon. Can you imagine?
I think it's trash he didn't go. I've said it.
The Drive with Robin Ross on Jacaranda FM.